I heard almost all the states, even after I got online. And I think I heard Hebron, Israel. So praise God for our wonderfully well-represented country today, because the number one thing we're going to go up for him to him about is the storm that is headed toward our states. And I'm so glad you're on here, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, because you are the ones with the most authority in this case. And so what I just saw online was this. Hurricane Florence, a powerful category storm, could stall. Could. I want you to notice how many times this word could is used. Could means it's not for sure, even in the minds of the prognosticators. So here we go. Hurricane Florence, a powerful Category 4 storm, could stall upon reaching the Carolina coast and make a slight shift south towards South Carolina once it makes landfall, becoming a major flooding event. The storm, which is poised to affect millions this week in the southeastern United States, and folks, we're in the United States, so we have habitational authority as well. And we have friends on here from Canada. We have friends on here from other places. They're going to stand with us. But we have that habitational authority, and especially those who have been named as being in the storm's path. The storm, which is poised to affect millions this week in the southeastern U.S., is expected to bring life-threatening storm surge and rainfall to North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, and parts of the Mid-Atlantic states, the National Hurricane Center said. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will move over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Bahamas Wednesday, and approach the coast of North or South Carolina in the hurricane warning area on Thursday and Friday. The center also says the storm could become more powerful. Could again. We hear that word could become more powerful. Florence is a Category 4 hurricane. It noted strengthening is forecast through Wednesday, while some weakening is expected on Thursday. Florence is forecast to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane as it approaches the U.S. coast. Then they have a little headline in this report on Fox News. What happens if the storm stalls? Early Wednesday, the storm was predicted to stall along the southeastern coast, which makes its landfall Thursday, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia coast, could experience prolonged hurricane force winds and rain. The storm could be a major flooding event. Storm surges along the coastline could bring up to 15 feet of water, depending on where the eye of the storm comes ashore. Now, how many times have we heard this before? This changed. It will change according to authority. The authority of the believer can change the storm. God said in Isaiah 54:9, "This is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth." So he has sworn that the waters of Noah, those floodwaters, should no more go over the earth. Jesus has this wonderful example of what we should do. And remember that the Bible says, "The works that I do shall you do also." So we are told in the Bible that we can do what he did. We're to walk in his steps. We can walk like he walked. When there was that storm on that Sea of Galilee, and I've been on the Sea of Galilee one time when there was such a storm, you could hardly imagine how it was acting up. But here's what our Lord did on that storm. Matthew 8:26. Of course, he's in the boat with his followers. He said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Mark records it, Mark 4:39. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Luke 8:24 records it. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. I want you to note one thing. He didn't pray. He didn't stop and pray to the Father. We know that Jesus did pray. He went all night and prayed in certain places. And we see other times when he prayed. Even once he said, I'm saying this, Lord, I'm praying to you not for my sake or yours, but for theirs, so they can hear. But he gave us this example. Behind these storms and winds, the weather was perfect when Father and Jesus created this earth through the Holy Spirit. The weather was perfect. But then at the fall of man, and at the fall of Lucifer, and at the fall of man, then Lucifer became the god of this world. And he stirs up storms. I probably show on noon prayer today a picture that one of the pastors up near St. Louis took of an approaching storm, an approaching tornado. And you can definitely see like this demonic bird looking like, prehistoric bird looking like creature in the air. There have been other reports of it. And behind the storm of this magnitude, of course it came from the fall, and we're not under the curse. We're not under the curse. So if it's just simply a result of the weather patterns and the curse, we have authority over it. But I suspect behind this thing, there is a demonic, very planned demonic assault on the United States and on our dear, wonderful states of the Carolinas and the North and South and Georgia, Virginia, and other places that might be in its path. So we're going to use our authority. Now, I want you to notice how Jesus described faith. We don't see too much like response out of him getting excited over something, as we do faith. He, in Matthew 8:26, he said to those people in the boat, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" And he speaks of no faith. But we find a time when he speaks of great faith. And it has to do with the exercising of authority. Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus saith unto him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but under authority, I am not worthy, but I am under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. The man was commended by the Lord as having great faith, and that when he spoke and said, "I understand authority, and I know you, Jesus, have authority," and he does. He has ultimate authority. Why do we have authority? We have authority because we're his body. He's the head. We're the body. He still has that authority. And that authority on the earth, he committed to his body. He committed it to you and me. I am so thankful to God that we have on here praying people, believing people, people of great faith from the Carolinas and from our eastern seaboard. And so we're going to exercise our authority. How do we know that he's the head and we're the body? How do we know we have this authority? Well, I'm writing an article for the Believer's Voice of Victory. I don't know when it's going to come out. And actually, I'm talking about another point in this prayer. I'm talking about the glory, hope of His calling. But I figured up how many years I've been praying the prayer of Ephesians. I've been praying it diligently more than 40 years. And I have known about it and prayed it, I don't know if it was every day, but I prayed it often for 50 years. I so believe He's the head. We're the body. He has authority. He has authority. He made a show. God the Father made a show of Him openly through Jesus' triumph over the devil. And I tell you, folks, we've got it today, but it does depend on the body of Christ, the body of the head. Hallelujah. Now we're going to pray the prayer in Ephesians. If you don't know that prayer, if you can't say it by heart, maybe you have my little book, Authority of the Believer, right there beside you. The little one, How to Use Your Authority. Maybe you have your Bible with you. I know this, I can say this by heart. And I have changed a few words in it to more accurately, like eyes of our understanding, I changed to eyes of our heart. But I have my brand new King James Bible here. The first time I've opened it and prayed this prayer, it's Ephesians 1 verse 17. We're going to go before the Lord and we're going to pray. And this is what gives us our authority, this passage. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, pray with me. Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. May the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Anointed One, when you raised Him from the dead, and set Him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all authority, principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. Florence is a name. You seated Him above that name, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under His feet, and you gave Him to be the head over all things to the ecclesia. You gave Him head to the body over all things, the church, which is your body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. And we who were dead in trespasses and sins, verse 4 in chapter 2, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with the Anointed One. By grace we are saved, has raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenlies in the Anointed One, Yeshua, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. How we do praise You for what this has revealed to us. This has revealed to us that You raised Him out from among the dead and seated Him at Your right hand, and that when You raised Him, You raised the head, You raised the body. This shows us that You have created a body for Him, which is His fullness. That His fullness right now in the earth is in a body still. And that body has authority on the earth as His body had authority when He was on the earth. And He said to the 12 and He said to the 70, I have given you authority. Oh, Father, we're so thankful that we are, this reveals something even further. Not just that He bestowed authority upon men who were there with Him, but, oh, Father, this tells us that You have bestowed the authority upon His head and upon His body, which is in the earth. We know that the head can do nothing on the earth without the body. And we know that the body on the earth can do nothing without the head. Our head, Lord Jesus, how we do praise You. how we do give you glory and honor and adoration, and we thank you. Thank you, Father, that we get up every morning and we know that we have been translated out from under the dominion of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of your dear Son, the kingdom of the light. How marvelous to know that. How marvelous to know that Satan hath no dominion over us. How marvelous to know that we have dominion over him. And you have actually committed to us the charge to rule and to reign in Romans 5:17. Those, you have said, who have received abundance of grace, hallelujah, and the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, Father, here we are, corporate. We are a body. We are a corporate prayer group. We are a prayer group who meets, Lord. If, as surely we were a Wednesday night prayer group in any local church, and now we are a prayer group in the church corporate, in the body corporate, in the ecclesia, the assembly corporate, we are joined, Lord, by those from other nations who love and respect you and love and want to bless Israel and want to bless the United States. And so here we come, Father, thankful that you have told us, in my name you shall cast out. You shall resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so, in the name above all names, we stand up in the boat, or we sit in the boat, and we say, Satan, ruler of darkness you may be, but you have no authority over me. You have no authority over this body assembled by telephone. You have no authority. In the heavens you are seated, but we are high above you. We are in the heaven of heavens. We are seated at the right hand of the Father, and through the power invested in us, and upon the Master's words, that these works that I do, greater shall you do. And so we do this work this morning. We rebuke you. We rebuke the wind. We rebuke the rains. We rebuke the driver of the storm, so-called Florence. In the name above all names, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus of Nazareth, Yahweh Yeshua, in the name above all names, we say cease and desist in your maneuvers. Turn, rise, and go back to the sea. Go to an area where no humans will be affected by your fury. We say, peace, be still. And now, Holy Father, the prayers that must be lifted to you, the prayers that must be said over this matter, we ask you to give us utterance in the tongues you gave us to pray. Ivrastio te manga. Sheletito non yetiriumata. Join me in the spirit, please. Vrestiando di cala di giotte. Elabaria macalacadigno. Afraid? No. Afraid? No. Iklabahasata neje davra. Iklevrandoshka dalia moradishka donje. Ivratoshka teliato dodoze brato non dombre. Kafrone, kafrone, kafrone. Evagno Nicolo Bapalito no scete dubaratisco. E le brava sitro donne ne caladigno non ombre, calagaladigno non ombre. E genibari ad un gombato de vrastiato non gombre tascheano ne ca. E le boria ma calagadigno ne calagaladigno ne ca brasieto ne vrascio nierto nanie. Koshkatita, koshkatita, koshkatita. Father, we join with our brothers and sisters from North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, the Atlantic seaboard. We join them. We scotch for them with our faith. Ilibrastio. Kete di mahalatania e calacoletito. La frastiota di cotoje tanja. Ajana makara katidico onjerica onjerica onjerica. Eliato do toho sabra calacodoshke. E calavratetor goje tander cotoje tadagotoshke dekter gotoshke chakta. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pat Robertson, I've told you before that I like to watch 700 Club and get my news from them because then it's more accurate. Bless the Lord. And they have launched a Pray for America, 40 days of prayer for America. I know that you all are praying every day. I know you are. I just have such a witness in the Spirit right now that each of you is praying and praying, first of all, for our president, vice president, cabinet, lawmakers and the legislators, judicial, I know you are. I'm thankful for you, Lord. Father, we do join our prayers with those that are being lifted now in answer to Brother Robertson's call to prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that yesterday, September 11 passed without any veloto frate terrorist activity here or in your beloved Israel. We thank you, Father, that whatever plans of the enemy there were, and I know you spoke to my brother Max about it, that they were thwarted. And I thank you once again that the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the body of Christ have availed. I give you great glory and honor and adoration. I want to thank God for the bold move and the righteous move that President Trump and his administration made to close the PLO's office in Washington, D.C. He did that, folks. The Palestine Liberation Organization, which was begun by Yasser Arafat, was closed by our president this week. That's so big. Now, it might be noted that people won't like it. And the PLO will probably raise a voice, but I trust that's all they raise. This is, the PLO is the Abbas wing of the terror groups. Fatah, you may have heard that name. And Abbas is the one that people have tried to make Israel sign treaties with, peace treaties. It's the PLO. And when the president shut this office down, he was literally saying, you're not a nation, PLO, and you're not a partner for peace. President, I'm going to read you what Gary Warden, Gary Bauer and the CUFI put out in the Friends, in the, you can go online, you know, and get on the CUFI Washington, D.C. office, which is directed by Gary Bauer. And he gives very good information. So he has this in a post that he made yesterday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today applauded the Trump administration's decision to shutter the PLO's office in Washington, D.C. Below is a statement from the Prime Minister. The United States took the correct decision. Israel supports these actions that are meant to make it clear to the Palestinians that refusing to negotiate and attacking Israel in international forums will not bring about peace. Michael Oren, the Deputy Minister for Public Diplomacy and former Israeli ambassador to the United States, also hailed the decision. Here is an excerpt from Oren's statement. With the closing of the PLO office in Washington, the American administration is not changing the rules of the game, but simply restoring them after years of neglect. In contrast to previous administrations that would reward the Palestinians for abandoning negotiations with Israel, President Trump is forcing the Palestinians to pay a price. This was a big step. It might go unnoticed by some people, but our president is making marvelous statements and moves toward the blessing of Israel. And remember what Max heard when the Lord told him on September 16th, this is in my book, first of all, which you can get from us for $10. Just, oh, I wish you had, every one of you had this book. Just call toll free 1-800-972-3447. It's First of All and the Awakenings. And I tell about Max and how he saw that the president was going to be Donald John Trump. And he said, I'm placing him in office for this reason. Through him, I can bless the United States, I can bless Israel, and I can bless Jerusalem. God wants to bless us. But he has to have, evidently, leaders he can bless us through. That's why, according to 1 Timothy 2:1, we pray first of all for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, and that would be conducive to leading men to the knowledge of God. Praise God. Praise God for this president. Father, we lift him up. And all of you, when you hang down this phone, I want you to lift him up. We'll still be doing it in concerted effort. This is what he said 9/11 when he was in Pennsylvania, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Gary Bauer writes, everyone remembers where they were on the morning of September 11, 2001. I remember where I was. I was in Moscow. That's me talking. Gary said that he was driving past the Pentagon when a hijacked plane slammed into the nerve center of America's military power. The struggle that hit home on 9/11 hasn't ended. In the 17 years since 9/11, the Islamic Republic of Iran has emerged as a major power in the Middle East. We have lived through the so-called Arab Spring, which turned into a nightmare. We've seen the rise of the Islamic State and witnessed an ongoing genocide of Christians. There have been repeated attacks on our homeland. Just last month, police raided a compound in New Mexico where Muslim extremists were training children to commit school shootings. As a country, we must stay vigilant to the threats of Islamic supremacism. Today, that would be yesterday now, President Donald Trump attended the dedication of a new memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 went down. The president praised the courage of those 40 passengers and crew members, saying, and this is what our president said yesterday, on September 11, 2001, a band of brave citizens, patriots, turned the tide on our nation's enemies and joined the immortal ranks of American heroes. At this memorial on this sacred earth, in the field beyond this wall, and in the skies above our heads, we remember the moment when America fought back. We honor their sacrifice by pledging to never flinch in the face of evil and to do whatever it takes to keep America safe. Soon after takeoff, Flight 93 was hijacked by evil men bent on terror and conquest. Immediately, those on Flight 93 started planning a response. The passengers and crew members came together, took a vote, and they decided to act. Imagine that, folks. Democracy in action on a plane with terrorists. This back to the president's words. At that moment, they took their fate and America's fate back into their own hands. And then they bravely charged the cockpit. They attacked the enemy. They fought until the very end, and they stopped the forces of terror and defeated this wicked, horrible, evil plan. A piece of America's heart is buried on these grounds, but in its place has grown a new resolve to live our lives with the same grace and courage as the heroes of Flight 93. This field is now a monument to American defiance. This memorial is now a message to the world. America will never, ever submit to tyranny. And, bless the Lord, I want to say Israel will never again submit to tyranny. No matter what the future may bring, God will hide her and God will strengthen her to stand and choose God and life. We are blessed to live in America, and we are blessed to have Israel reborn while we're on this earth. We're blessed to see the signs of the soon coming King of all kings, the Messiah of Israel. Oh, Father, we thank you for living in this time, and we thank you that we have been given eyes in our hearts that are open so that we know that we don't have to sit still and take what the enemy would bring upon us, but you have given unto us the authority that is coming from the right hand of the Father and operates down here on the earth. And we thank you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send angels and turn that storm. Turn it away from our coasts. Thank you for the ministry of angels. And thank you for showing us that we have something to do with it. Oh, Lord, we praise you, and I lift up every single person on this line. Protect these prayers, Lord, today. Bless them, I pray. Bless their families. And give them what 1 Timothy 2:1 says, peaceable life, so that they can ishtaramorata, live in all godliness and honor, in librotili kalatanya, and witness the life that was within us. Meet all the while, Father, standing strong in the authority you have given unto believers. We love you, adore you, magnify you, and live our lives for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The name above all names. The name above Florence. In the name Florence. In Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom.